Rajamandala Darshan. Demons and anarthas they represent. In his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about the demons in Krishna's pastimes and the various anarthas each represent. The following is an excerpt of part 6 of chapter 6. The activities of Krishna are of two types, daily and occasional. In Goloka, the eightfold pastimes take place daily. In the earthly pastimes, occasional pastimes are joined to the eightfold pastimes. Krishna's coming to and leaving Vraja and his killing of the demons are what is known as occasional pastimes. They are unavoidable for the devotee still living in the material world. Those occasional pastimes are present in Goloka in an indirect way, but they are actually present only in the material world. These occasional pastimes, which are unfavorable for the practice of meditating on the daily pastimes, are thus given a symbolic significance. By remembering those pastimes, devotees aspire to destroy his or her own sinful conduct. Number 1. The demoness Putana represents the fake or false guru who teaches bhukti, sense gratification, and mukti, liberation. Devotees attached to sense enjoyment and liberation are like Putana. But being merciful to the pure devotees, Krishna as a baby killed Putana just to protect the devotees' newly appearing affection for him. Number 2. The cart demon represents the load produced by old and recently acquired bad habits, which are caused by laxity and by pride. The mood created by thinking of baby Krishna breaking the cart removes this evil. Number 3. The whirlwind demon represents pride in one's learning and the consequent use of faulty arguments and dry logic. The quest for liberation, as well as association with such people. This includes all types of atheists believing in material causality. And being merciful on seeing the devotee's affection for him, baby Krishna kills that whirlwind and removes the obstacles to worship. Number 4. Pride, stemming from intoxication with wealth, which breeds violence, illicit sex, an addiction to wine, and finally loose speech and shameless brutality toward other living beings, is represented by the Yamala Arjuna trees. And Krishna, being merciful, removes this sin by breaking the Yamala Arjuna trees. Number 5. Being controlled by greed and the sinful activities that greed causes is represented by Vatsasura, but by Krishna's mercy, this fault is vanquished. Number 6. The demon Bakasura represents false dealing due to deceit and cheating. Without eliminating this, pure bhakti does not appear. Number 7. The sinful mentality of committing violence against others is represented by the demon Agasura. This tendency must be removed, for it is one of the offenses. Number 8. Skepticism, arising from the practice of jnana and karma, and disregard for Krishna's sweetness due to attachment to the Lord's majestic aspect, are represented by Lord Brahma when he was put into illusion by Krishna. Number 9. Complete ignorance, originating from material intelligence of spiritual truth, lack of spiritual intuition and foolishness, which is contrary to spiritual knowledge, are represented by the ass demon, Denuka. Number 10. Pride, deceit, harming others, and cruelty are represented by the demon Kaliya. A devotee must give these up. Number 11. Any type of conflict, such as arguments, disagreements with other sampradayas, malice toward the demigods, and fighting, are represented by the forest fire. Number 12. Palamba Asura represents lust for women, greed, and desire for worship and position. These must be given up also. Number 13. The forest fire that Krishna swallowed represents the obstacles atheists create against true religion and preachers of religion. Number 14. The brahmanas performing yajna represent indifference to Krishna caused by identifying with varnashram or absorption in karmakanda. Number 15. Worship of Indra signifies worship of many gods, or worship of the self as God. Varuna symbolizes intoxicants. Some people mistakenly think that liquor will increase one's spiritual bliss. Such thinking must be given up. The snake that tried to swallow Nanda Maharaj represents Mayavad and other such philosophies which try to swallow the real nature of bhakti. Mayavad association must be strictly avoided. Shankachuda symbolizes the desire for fame and women. The bull demon Arishta Asura symbolizes disregard for bhakti and the attraction for cheating religions. The illusion of being a great devotee or acharya is represented by Keshi. Lording it over others and material pride must thus be given up. Vyoma Asura represents thieves and fake devotees. In the 8th chapter of the book Sri Krishna Samhita, from the 13th verse to the end of the chapter, the 18 anarthas that are obstacles to Vrajabhumi are mentioned. Adding to this the pride of wealth represented by the Yamala Arjuna trees, and the pride of performance of karma represented by the Brahmins, it becomes 20 obstacles. These 20 obstacles are unfavorable for a Vraja Bhajan. The serious chanter should first address the Lord and pray to Him for the power to give up these unfavorable items. And by so doing, the heart becomes purified. If the devotee prays humbly to Krishna to remove all the obstacles in the heart represented by the demons he killed, one will certainly do so. All the obstacles represented by the demons that Balaram killed can be removed by the efforts of the devotee himself. So, herein is the secret of Vraja Bhajan. Dinakasur represents the bad mentality that carries heavy loads. Pralamba represents lust for women, greed, and the desire for worship and position. The devotee must remove these obstacles by his or her own efforts, along with Krishna's mercy. Dinakasura means ignorance of one's spiritual identity and ignorance of the name and identity of Sri Krishna. With great endeavor, the devotee himself removes these obstacles. Pralamba represents lust for man or woman and greed for material objects, endeavor for material enjoyment, pride, and the desire for worship and position. Understanding these to be detrimental to one's progress, the devotee should make a great effort to remove them. If one's humility is true, Krishna will certainly be merciful. Then Lord Baladeva will make his appearance and all the obstacles will be destroyed within a second. Then, step by step, one will progress in the cultivation of bhakti. As this process is by nature esoteric, the devotee, being spotless in character, should learn it from a qualified guru. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane.